Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 63, Identity, Old Self and New Self. Understanding the difference between the old self and the new self is essential to walking in your identity in Christ. Scripture does not describe these as two parts of you fighting for control. It presents them as two completely different identities. One has died, the other has been created new. Paul writes, "Our old man is crucified with him." In Romans 6:6, the old self is not wounded or weakened, it is crucified, its story ended at the cross. The new self, by contrast, is created by God himself. Paul says, "Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Ephesians 4:24, the new self is not something you build. It is something God created in you the moment you believed. It carries his righteousness, his holiness, and his life. You are not trying to become the new self. You already are the new self because you are in Christ. The confusion many believers face comes from trying to live as if both selves are still active. They measure themselves by old patterns, old failures, and old feelings. Yet Scripture says the old self is gone. Paul writes, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17, "You are not a mixture of old and new. You are entirely new in Christ." This distinction also shapes how you see spiritual growth. Growth is not the old self improving. Growth is the new self being expressed. It is Christ's life becoming more visible in your thoughts, your choices, and your actions. Paul describes this when he says, "Christ liveth in me," Galatians 2:20. The new self is the life of Christ in you. As you trust him, his life becomes your experience. Seeing the difference between the old and new self brings freedom. You no longer carry the weight of trying to fix what God has already finished. You no longer fear that your past defines you. You no longer believe that your failures determine your identity. The old self is crucified, the new self is alive, and the more you see this truth, the more your life begins to reflect the one who made you new. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.